Hey, hey, come catch this wave with the Fix Squad. The fix is in. I'm Mr. Soul. I'm tuning in. What you doing?
Got him. Look, real hip-hop revealed that it fits. Pure, you can feel it in the mix. Finally stop pushing the culture forward. This is it. Proceed at your own risk. Got him. Beats, bars, and life, giving them truth in it. Screaming revolution when only a few minutes. My sentiments exactly everything that we do clutch. Another reason to turn the volume up. Sheesh, know what we stand on. Solid ground where we land. Say it's no use, the culture was out of hand. But now out of reach, we gotta stick to the plan. Dark days for the sunshine. And it good news, I'm proof that it's living. Yeah, revolving the art, the shot go with it. Keeping the beats on the block, don't miss it. Welcome
to the city, stand up. James left, but the king still reigns here. No tears, no love lost, no rain here. Delivers, I promise, Santa reindeer. Love for the city still resides here. Fix for your ailment, faith that resides outside the lines. Detox your mind, cause it matters. Art outside the box, we paste better. The fix is in, and we rock a channel. We rock with them for what's deep within. Expose those who talk but don't live. Expose those who talk but don't live. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they speak, so tell me whose face do they see? Repeat. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they seek, so tell me whose face do they seek?
Yes, sir. You're now tuned in to The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, right here on SiriusXM, channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
Hey, and it's your girl Dice Gamble checking in on this Winning Wednesday. Winning Wednesday. Ooh-hoo. You need some theme music, Focus.
Yeah, because I don't know what that note you just did right there. But they woke now. Let's be very clear. With that note right there, you woke up everybody in the house.
Wake up.
Yeah. Pray for us. That's, you know, we be trying to sing on here sometimes, and just trying to get y'all up.
I thought about you though. You know, you be tuning up on them hymns though. I was like, one day I'm gonna do a hymn battle.
That's easy though. But anybody come from a Kojic or Baptist background, so for all my new believers or my new people to the faith, there used to be a devotional service.
Come on now.
That was before the original service. So that was 30 to 45 minutes of just, we called it ushering in the spirit.
That's right.
Multiple, praise and worship singers sing, or you had the deacons, the elders, or whoever the best person in the choir was, would get you into that. But the key about that is, like, to your point, there was no musicians. So everything was, you might have had somebody, humming, but for the most part, it was all a cappella, and it was just really singing. That's when really people were singing, too. We got to do a segment on that. These praise and worship, I'm not hating, but I'm talking about singing you out your shoes. I forget who we had on the one day, and she was like, she took her shoes off, and I thought it took me back to my old days. Because you had that one church mother that was, fluffy, as you would say, a little fluffy, and she would kick them shoes off and lean that head back, the angels was coming down. You could hear a block, you could hear up the block. That's when you knew it was real good singing, because you'd be coming to church.
Yeah.
That's Miss Williams, ain't it? That's Dorothy, ain't it?
I'm trying to tell you, it was going down. I remember not being able to walk in. Like, that's when the ushers was on straight up security. They didn't need to work for the FBI, because you weren't getting up in the, you couldn't go in there after the thing.
Correct.
Like, no. Yeah, this ain't no in and out. Like, either you was in there on your face or you're not.
Yes.
I do miss old church.
And then right after the choir came marching in. That's when the choir came from around the corner, either from the basement or upstairs, and they marched in. Tambourine action. Both sides. You know how it go.
I know.
Dancing all the way to the choir. So yeah, but that's a different era. Once again, you tune into The Fix, and of course our mission is to expose the culture to positive but relevant music that keeps Jesus Christ at the center of the message. We thank y'all for waking up with us on this Winning Wednesday. And Dice, you listen, every Wednesday we try to, say something we winning in. And I know for me personally, let's be very clear. I'm about a week in now to really reading again. you know, it's you know, because it's one thing. Yeah, absolutely. You'll get your morning devotional. You maybe read one or two scriptures, and that's cool. I'm not knocking nobody doing that. But no, we're back to reading full books. So I'm like, I'm at a thing like God was putting my spirit. No, get back, get yourself, 30, 45 minutes of reading every single day, something. Mm-hmm. And that's every day. So I'm challenging everybody. If you're not reading anything good, put something in your spirit outside of the Bible. And it's not just the Bible. I'm reading, leadership books. I pulled out a couple more of those. I pulled out some more books on stewardship because I'm in a season right now too as well where, definitely want to make sure we're sowing, making sure that you're doing the things we need to do with the money, when investing, when business moves and stuff like that. So, yes, I'm back to read. So, that's an area I'm winning in on this winning Wednesday. What you winning in, Dice?
I'm just winning in deleting numbers out my phone.
It's been real.
yeah, just cutting off all access. I mean, I am winning, and I'll be real. And just, and I know you cracking up, but this is a hard thing for me because I don't believe you
because I know when you get fed up, you get fed up. You don't care.
No, I hold on, bro.
Yeah, you too. Say something else about my mama. Delete.
I don't. But I'm just like, everybody can't have access. You know what I mean? And that's, it's tough for me because, I like having my old friends. Like, I'll be real with you. And this is something I think a lot of Christians probably struggle with versus don't. And for those of you who know me, like, we've probably been friends for 20, 30 years. I don't have friends that have been, you're the shortest friend I know. You know what I'm saying? I've known you for the smallest amount of time. But for me, it seems like I know you forever because I think there's a kindred spirit there. So that's why I think it's just like, you are like one of my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, you just fell right on in to how my regular friends are. But all these other little, the numbers I've just been holding on to, the what ifs, and maybe I'll reconnect or reach out, or here's the thing. And another reason why I had to get rid of some of these phone numbers focus is, I'd invited a lot of people on the show. I've been around a lot of people my whole life. So I was like, you know what? One day I was just like, Lord, I'm chasing these people trying to give people opportunity. And I have really had to check myself. I said, Lord, I'm sitting here wasting time. I'm like, man, if I done sent you out an invite or one or two, I can't keep calling you back. And that's the same way with even making phone calls. Like when you're reaching out to people, if they don't have time for you, then they just don't have time for you. You know what I'm saying? And this ain't y'all's season to connect. So I'm just saying, I know it's petty, but for me, I'm very protective of my spirit and who I let in. So it's like, yeah, this is the season of, I'm winning on that. I'm winning, and I'm being intentional in contacting and responding to the people who I know should be in my life. So, yeah. It's a practice, bro. It's a practice. It's not easy.
We're gonna keep getting better at it because every week we're trying to now some area we winning in and listen, if that's what you need to win in, I ain't mad at you. Let's continue to grow. Let's continue to get better.
Yeah, we're getting better. I was on the internet the other day and I'll make this short. I even looked at people's pages to see if my life aligned to their thought, and I gotta unfollow. Yeah. Because they keep popping up in my timeline, and I was like, man, this is something we need to do a whole show about, geo-targeting and things like that and marketing, because what you see when you get online is what you've been visiting or who you've been visiting or who your friends are. And I was like, man, when I get on my pages, I just want to see what God is doing, and I want to see people who are trying to further the kingdom, and I need to make sure I'm protective of if this is not in alignment with where I'm trying to go, then this is your season to let it go, boss. And I had to tell myself, this is what you got to do. It sounds really small, but it's a big thing in the grand scheme of things to be like-minded with your friends, family, and in your business relationships. And I'm done.
No, that's good. And it goes into what we talking about, real talk conversation today. We're talking about wins. How well do you win? How are you winning? What sets you up to win? How do you feel when you win? What's the formula for winning? So, it's Winning Wednesday. So, we're going to talk about some practical stuff on how to win And of course, we're going to put some Bible on that thing. And when I tell y'all this spiritual detox hit different today, we got one of the best to do it. I call it urban gospel. The Velvet Voice himself will be joining us today. David Michael Wyatt. Y'all know him. Stop playing. He has been doing music for a long, long time. You've probably seen them singing background for Toby the Wigway if you've seen him in concert. But he does, yes, of course, gospel music, R&B music. He's a singer-songwriter from Houston, Texas. So, yeah, we're going to get him on the line today. And when I tell you, yeah, y'all going to be blessed. You just sit back, go ahead and text somebody, tweet somebody now because, it's going to be off the hook. Cause yeah, we talking about winning. We got David Michael Wyatt on today, so it's different. Listen, we got I couldn't skip past it because we talked about sink placement yesterday. So
well, go on.
I saw in news yesterday, late last night, that Madden put out their list for the music for Madden 2024, and guess who made the list, Dice? We got three faith based artists who made the list. Yeah, of course, we know we got Lecrae and Andy Mineo. They made it with their song Good Life. We got Toby the Wigway. Yeah, I talked him up too as well. He made it. NF is always on there. NF is on there too as well. And I believe your brother, you introduced me to St. John.
He has a
track with London on the Deck on there too as well. So, we're going to continue to talk about this sync placement and talk about the importance of knowing your value. Forgive me, Lecrae and Andy Mineo's song is Good Lord. I think I said Good Love. Good Lord. Yeah. I'm thinking about my wife. Good Lord. Yeah, good love. Lord. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, when you're married, you think about your wife sometimes. Good Lord. Good love. Yeah, it's sweet love.
My goodness. Yes, Lord.
God is pleased. Yeah. So yeah. Make sure you're married, but you enjoy that. Yeah. Early in the morning. It's sometimes, so everybody got their times. I am a morning riser. I like to, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just in case I always mess with my wife, just in case I don't make it back home. I want to say, glad to be in the service one more time.
That's cute. That's cute.
But definitely go to Madden.com to see the complete listings. But yes, sync placement. We're going to continue to talk about it. And I thought it was funny that we talked about it yesterday. And sure enough, Madden put their thing out late yesterday. And like I said, Lecrae, Andy Mineo, Toby the Wigway, and NF all made the Madden 24 soundtrack with some of the music they already made that's probably on their projects. And they like, oh, yeah, we like that. Come on, get a few dollars and get this exposure from being on Madden 24. You know what I mean? People that's going to play Madden 24 going to hear these songs. Like, come on now. That's powerful. So I'm grateful because we're still in these conversations like we need to be. And I think that's powerful. So let's get to this fun-packed show. We got music on the way. Yes, we're going to play some NF. Yes, we're going to play some Lecrae and Andy Mineo. Yes, let's get some Jordan Armstrong too as well right now with Erica Campbell with that call. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And it's time for our spiritual detox. And when I tell you, let's be very clear. I've been waiting to get this man in the studio and just get him, man, connected because he's been blessing my life. Let's be very clear. I got familiar with a brother, Toby the Wigway, about 5 years ago. And when Toby, the beautiful thing I love about Toby and his wife, they allow for their team to shine too as well. And when I saw this man doing his thing in concert, I was like, oh, no, he's going to be a star. He's going to be a hit. So I couldn't wait for him to drop his own music and come out. So listen, without further ado, help me welcome in the Velvet Voice himself, David Michael Wyatt. What's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? Thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having me here, man. It's really an honor and a privilege to be sitting in this room in this space with you, man. And thank you for rocking with the music and being a fan and connected to it. I appreciate that.
Man, that prosper. I told you, you was going to make somebody lay at the altar, man. Just listen, I love when, like I said, I saw Toby twice in concert. And both times, when that song performed, he get out your way and he let you just do your thing.
Yep.
So that's why I say I want to salute him because a lot of artists don't do that.
Facts.
And you kind of shine a little bit more in that song than everybody else. Listen, Toby, I can't wait to interview you. I'm not, no shots at you. I'm just telling you the anointing that came out of the Velvet Voice of yours. It touched me, man.
Yeah.
So
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, number one, about my brother Toby. Shout out to him for sure. For recognizing the space for the anointing and knowing what it is, knowing what the song kind of do to the room, and to people that, and to the listeners that are listening to it. Like, that's beautiful to me that he allows us to just be conduits of this gift that we have.
Absolutely. Yeah. So talk a little bit about your faith journey, man. For the people who may not know you, man, share a little bit of your faith story with the people.
Man, 100%. So, of course, I grew up in church. I'm a church kid. I loved going to church. What attracted me to the church, of course, was the choir. I loved just being on the front row, listening to music. Story is, real quick, my mom used to tell me that I would tip off. So the church was down the street from my house. So I would just walk. She gonna shoot me for saying this.
We love you, mama.
Right, we love you, mama. But she would be coming there from the club. So she ain't trying to get up to go to church as early as I'm trying to get up to go to church, because I'm trying to hear the choir at the top of the service. So I would walk myself to church down the street, and I just be sitting on the front row, she said, waiting, and she tipping in the back. So I've been in church for a long time, man, all my life. But the ironic thing is, my first solo was not in church. My first solo was at my preschool graduation.
Really?
Yeah. It was at my preschool graduation. I was singing on the swings, the teacher said. Sent a note home to my mom and said, this man can sing, or this boy can sing. I ended up singing in a preschool graduation. And from there, it just kind of popped off.
So from what, 4 to 5 years old, you've been doing this. You've been blessing people.
Yeah.
What do you think that come from? Because like you said, you walking down and going to church on your own. Did God touch you and kind of give you a sense of this is what your call was that early?
I can't say that this is what my call is, but I knew that I was attracted and drawn to something.
Okay.
So without a shadow of a doubt, I know that it was God protecting, shielding, forming, and directing my life to get me to the place and the space that I'm in right now. What's crazy is, in getting into church, I thought that gospel music was going to be my main directive. Like, that's what I was going to be doing. I was going to be the next Donnie McClurkin out here. You hear me? So when God started shifting my life, when I went off to college and I started watching my gift work outside of the four walls of the church, that's when I was able to see the grace, the gift that he had put on my life. And that's where the whole Velvet Voice and all that kind of stuff came from.
Talk about that a little bit more. You being able to be in those different spaces, not just the church settings and the gospel events. You've been being able to tour and be involved with a lot of different artists. How do you incorporate your faith when you have conversations with some artists who maybe just are mainstream artists that maybe reach out to you and want to talk to you?
Man, and it happens. It happens all the time. So for me, my biggest thing is knowing my moral compass, knowing the things that that I just won't do. There's lines I just would not cross. So for me, being able to be a light in dark spaces is important to me. We were just talking earlier today how the church, we in the church, and I'm not knocking the church by any means. I love church, still go to church. But I started realizing seasoning on top of seasoning ain't doing nothing. It's just making more seasoning. You know what I'm saying? So I knew, and I started to understand that the seasoning that God placed on my life was to be sprinkled on some bland people. So I needed to go kind of sprinkle that seasoning, and I started seeing it work. Outside of the four walls of the church, I started seeing it work, man. And once I started seeing it work, I knew like this is direction.
What do we need to change then? Because I love the fact that you said seasoning on top of seasoning.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna do nothing. What do you think the church needs to get better at when you talk about being able to reach, spread the gospel, build relationships?
Ooh, that's a big question, bro. All right. We probably about to. All right. So I think the church needs to be better at, number one, not elevating those who are not ready. Number two, trust that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, that's why I feel like the Lord had to take me the way of church, because I had to get a firm foundation. That does not make me perfect by any means, but I'm always able to go back to that foundation and understand this is who I am. This is who God called me to be. This is who I'm supposed to be, even in the midst of everybody else that's doing whatever they want to do, however they want to do it, and live however they want to live. I'm still supposed to be a light to them. So I think that's what it kind of boils down to me, man.
Wow. That's a lot. And I do agree too as well. So speak for somebody who does not know your style. Speak to your musical style and what you try to deliver when you do your music.
Ah, man. So my style is definitely... I guess that's where the velvet comes in. It's smooth.
It is smooth.
But I think underneath all of that, I know that the call and the grace on my life is my voice, the gift that God has given me is a vehicle that opens the door and provides an atmosphere and a space for people to receive healing, direction. If I was in church, I would just say a space for the presence of God outside of the four walls of the church. So that's really what I'm out here for.
That's good. Listen, DJ Focus, you tapped into The Fix. We got to go to a quick break. We're coming right back with the Velvet Voice, David Michael Wyatt. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix. You know The Fix is in.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, you tap back into The Fix, and we still got David Michael Wyatt kicking it with us. So come on and talk about your music, man. I think, you know, you're doing something different.
Yeah.
And I think it's needed. So talk about just you being able to be freely who you are as an artist and how you express that in your music, your solo music by yourself.
Yeah. So shout out again to my brother Toby, like who provided and God used to provide a platform for me to kind of just really freely express myself and the artist that I feel like God has called me to be. So right now I have a record that's out called The Reprise. And basically The Reprise is a collaboration of songs between Toby and I that we did. And I just turned them into R&B songs.
Yeah, you did.
You know, I turned his rap songs into R&B songs. It's really kind of what happened with it. But it's been very, you know, people have been showing major love to it. Thank you to everybody that's been doing that. But it just really allowed my voice to kind of shine and the message to kind of shine. So I think that's what it is. I love hype. I love hip hop. But at the end of the day, like my sweet spot is if you give me and a guitar and a microphone, bruh, we about to turn it up.
No, you definitely turn it up. Why do you think gospel has not received like the music that you do? Because I really feel, no, seriously. And we talk about the pandemic, and we know that we're pretty much past it. But
yeah,
we saw a lot of kingdom marriages crumble during the pandemic.
Right.
And I would argue it's because of music selections and you being in a space where you can make, absolutely, it's got that R&B touch.
Yeah.
But I still would say it's faith infused.
Yeah.
It's not over sexualized. So why are people not embracing like your sound?
Bruh, I don't know. Like, I feel like my answer to it is probably opinionated, all right? But I do believe that in gospel music, the gatekeepers have stood at the gate for way too long. And they have not allowed the space for the younger generations to flex their gifts and to be free in their creativity with their direction. Like with their direction, I feel like if that was the case, then it wouldn't have taken people like the Jonathan McReynolds this long to kind of surface to the top. You know, so I think it's trying to change and the guards are changing. So I think it's looking promising to me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think and in the space of social media, I also feel like it's popped the top, too. Like you can hear anybody anywhere at any time in the space of social media. They may not be as popular as a Jonathan McReynolds or anything like that, but they do exist. Mm-hmm. Like those people, what's my boy name? He's out of Atlanta. Dang.
Nally Music?
Like a Molly.
Okay. Out of Atlanta.
I was going to say J. Cole, but it's not J. Cole. Shoot, I can't think of my boy's name, but he just put out a record called Christian R&B or something like that.
Okay.
And he's kind of like trying to bend that. Jordan Armstrong.
Oh, Jordan.
That's him.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Armstrong. So he's trying to like.
Girls like R&B music.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's
yes.
My dude. Shout
yes.
out to Jordan.
Absolutely. Yeah. So he's trying to bend that curve. You know what I'm saying? And I think if they will allow him to be who he is and embrace him as gatekeepers and leaders, mm-hmm. then I think it'll be good.
Well, you know, it's funny you brought him up because he actually did get his opportunity last year, the 37th Annual Stellar Awards. He performed his song, The Call, with Erica Campbell.
Yes.
So I think they are starting to notice it. But yes. And I'm constantly fighting, you know, for the most part, we do Christian hip hop here, so you know they constantly trying to keep us behind. But we're praying for y'all, all y'all listen to it. We still love y'all, we still part of the church.
100%.
We in the congregation every Sunday with y'all,
praying
and all that good stuff, too. So, you know, don't forget about the people who love hip hop,
yeah.
So, you know, no, it's funny, I say that, you know, being funny, but it's a serious matter, yeah. I kind of answered it, but I want to ask. When you talk about, you know, your style, and you brought up Jordan Armstrong and just more of the R&B, sonically, where do you think we line up compared to the mainstream? Ooh. Because I think that's a question that we're always questioning. Okay, is it sonically good enough to be put up against a, you know, I don't know, the Little Babies, the Dirks, in mainstream? Especially because I know Toby's music has been, and you've been a part of that. So speak to that dynamic of sonically, what do you think gospel music is compared to mainstream?
Oh, man. The answer to the question is yes. Sonically, I do think that there are some people that can stand up there.
Okay.
I don't think that they have the same resources.
We don't.
I definitely don't. We don't. We definitely don't have the same support.
Right. The bag. You can say
there we go.
We ain't got millions of dollars behind shooting these videos,
which plays part to our quality. So once you get into that, then it's kind of like, oh yeah, you cute, you gospel. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro. It's really nah. You cute, you mainstream, my guy. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I do. The answer to the question is absolutely yes. I do believe that there are some people that can stand toe to toe with him.
What's your take on I don't know if you're familiar with Dante Bo from used to be with Maverick City. He just did the new song. Nah, come on, I gotta talk about it because it's more of a the wind up song is more of a R&B song. Let's be very clear. It's not a gospel song. So, you know, what's your take on it? I know a lot of people, he's been scrutinized a lot. So what's your thoughts?
So in all honesty, I've only heard the Instagram snippets of the song.
Okay.
So I have not heard the record.
Okay.
But I support I rock with Dante.
Okay,
I don't
good.
Know him personally at all. But I do. I rock with what he's doing.
Okay.
And honestly, if I'm honest about it, I feel like this is what's been in his heart to do the whole time.
Got you. So it's just more, you know, Maverick City was the intro.
It's just I don't want to say that it was an intro type thing. It was just a journey. It was the process. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had to go through these things to get to this space. Mm-hmm. And in this space, he can authentically be who he is. Mm-hmm. And that always wins.
So are we too when you talk about guarding our artists, do you think the church and people of the faith are guarding him too much and not letting him freely be who he wants to be?
I can't say that it's the church because it could be him. You know what I'm saying? It could be whatever he believe or it could be his own personal things. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Because what God has for you is for you, period. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody can stop that. Mm-hmm. So I can't say that it's the church that did it or it was Maverick City that did it. But he is who he is and he is where he is now.
Gotcha.
So that's what we see. That's what I know. That's what I can speak to. The fact that I feel like this is a good space for him.
What's next for you?
We're working on a record.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're working on a record right now. We just started, actually, top of this week.
Okay.
So we are trying to get it out. I don't want to put a date on it, but we do want to get it out by the end of the year.
Okay.
So, yeah, stay connected and stay with us. We active right now.
Any collaborations that you're working with, or is this all just you? Come on, drop that. Come on, drop that. Go, drop the mic and go and get out of here.
I'm working on some collabs. Let's put it like that. I'm working on them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to get them.
Will we be surprised by some of these collabs, or is it like we should expect?
Because
like we expect if Toby is
right, on something. Right.
We expect that. So like,
I think maybe if
maybe a Molly, maybe a Jonathan McReynolds.
If you follow the journey, you might know. I don't know. I don't know if you're surprised or not.
Okay.
I don't know.
Listen, David, we appreciate you rocking with us, man.
Absolutely,
please tell the people
bro.
How they can follow you on all your social media platforms, as well as please introduce one of your singles.
Yeah, 100%, man. Thank you so much for this opportunity, bro. It's a pleasure. I appreciate what you're doing. But thank anybody, you can find me on social media, David Michael Wyatt. That's DavidMichaelWyatt. That's all my social media handles across the board. And let's listen to what y'all want to. Let's pull up. Hey, we might as well do it since we talked about it. Let's prosper.
Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix. You know The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio is operated by the Core Link Solution, a 501c ministry dedicated to empowering people to reach their potential. If you feel led to contribute to this mission, visit www.holyculture.net/donations.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, you tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And it's time to get real in these streets, huh, Dice? All I do is win,
what? Hey. I like to win. I don't like to lose. I say it all the time. I'm not a sore loser. I just don't like to lose.
You are. You're a sore loser. I'll tell you. You're a sore loser.
Well, I don't like to lose.
Because you lose to me a lot in the winning prescription. So
I don't
know.
Think so.
You know, you're saying.
Man, tell the truth.
Hey, Shane the Devil.
Please tell the truth today. Lord God. But you know, I mean, it's true. It's true. It's competitive out here. It is competitive. It is competitive in the kingdom. Like, we are competing for souls. So y'all can act like you ain't got to go hard if you don't want to. But obviously, we go hard every day on the show.
So are we competing for souls, or are we competing for money, for the bag?
I want the money too. Like, yeah, ain't God said I could have everything? Why?
He did.
So ain't nobody. You know, this is what I'm talking about. That mentality of lack. That thing gotta go. You know what I'm saying? Like, please let that go. But we're talking about wins. You know, how well do you win? How are you winning? What sets you up to win? You know what I'm saying? How do you feel when you don't win? And what's the formula to winning?
Well, I know for me, when you talk about, and we were joking when we talk about the sore loser. Tyson, not a sore loser. I was just joking. So I did.
Stop it. I could be sore. It's been on the day.
Well, that's fine, because it's fine. But I'm saying my dad put in me as a kid. So, of course, grew up in sports. So anybody who plays sports know that, yes, you are competing to win. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about second and third place. I'm just being honest. Well, I take that back. They care about it now, Dice. Back in our era. No, they do, because they get, to your point, they give out awards to people.
Second loser. You're second loser.
No. Just because you participate, you get an award. No, we ain't getting none of that. No. It was only top three at the most. Mm-hmm. That was it. It wasn't just because you participate, you get a plaque and you get a trophy. No. Mm-mm. You got to get yourself together and come back and perform and show that you wanted the better athletes or the better teams win. But going back to my point, my old man always put into me, you win some, you lose some. And it's funny, because when I heard Pop say that on Friday, me and my dad cracked up, because my dad been saying that way before Friday was out. No, seriously.
That's true.
My dad always saying that, but he was always telling me, listen, you go out there and you give it your best. How do you give it your best? You prepare. So yes, you have to practice. So that way, when you get on the field, you get on the court, you get on wherever you playing, you're ready, prepared to be great, to be the best you can. He said, as long as you know you go out there and you give it everything you got, because I always play team sports. I never played an individual sport. But unfortunately, a lot of the teams I played on in Little League and stuff, we wasn't good. I mean, the team wasn't good. It wasn't that I wasn't doing my job, but we was losing. You know, Bad News Bears. You know, you remember Bad News Bears? I played on a couple of them teams. I ain't gonna lie to you. I played on a couple of them teams. So I used to be frustrated, but my old man used to always pump me up and say, listen, did you go give your best? I said, yes, sir. He said, did you do everything you were supposed to do to help the team? I said, yes, sir. He said, that's all you can do. At the end of the day, that's all you can do is do your role, go out and make sure you do the best you can. So that was something I had to learn, because I used to be a sore loser. So to your point, I was very much a sore loser. I hated it, especially when I was a kid. I would come home and cry, because I was like, man, there ain't nobody. Like I say, I come from an era, nobody, you know, celebrated a loser. Like, I want to be the winner. I want everybody to be cheering for us at the end of the game. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, everybody, it's like that. I mean, why do you think we still got the Olympics? You know what I'm saying? Ain't 10 people winning. It's going to be the top person. The news coverage is going to be like, who was it from Jamaica that just won? Well, let me tell you. You know, like, every day it's a fight. And I think that's why I like this topic today, is because you just brought up something very valid. Did you go out and did you do your best? That's the definition of winning. Like, I'm winning because I'm using everything I got and doing all that I can with what I have. That should be the definition of winning. For me, and I know we're going to talk about winning from a different aspect, but I always use this topic when people complain all the time.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Yeah. Stop being a victim. Stop blaming everybody else. Go win. Like, where's your win at? You know, even if it was a situation that didn't go the way you wanted it to go, how did you win? Every day you should be counting your wins. This will help you from going into depression. This will help you from going into anxiety. Like, win at something every single day. At least count it as a win. Like, even if you just washed the dishes before you walked out the kitchen, you won. Like, you gotta learn to change your perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be a victim to everything and everybody in every situation. Because people like that, man, they just make it seem like the whole world is ending every single day. And it's like, good grief. Like, How did you participate? And you have to own your own personal experience every day. And this is something that people don't usually eat very well. When I say this, you are responsible for how you show up. You're responsible for other people's experience of you. You know what I'm saying? You are responsible as soon as you step foot into a room. Everything that comes out of your mouth, everything you do and say, you're responsible for that. You know? So, and here's the thing. Like you said, show up what you got. Give it all you got. You're going to win. You're going to win. Even at Shark Tank. You ever seen Shark Tank? Everybody don't get on Shark Tank. But these people walk away winning because they've gained knowledge. They've gained a new platform. They've gained exposure. You know? And some of them even gained like a humility pill.
Yes, they do.
You came in here, thought you was ready, but you're not. You understand what I'm saying? So now you get an opportunity to start over. And I'll be real with you, a do-over is a win. Go ahead.
You know, I'm glad you brought up that. A do-over is a win. And a lot of people need to, we need to check ourselves and have a do-over.
Come on,
because we're going to talk about a little bit that integrity part of winning.
Mercy.
What would you do? What won't you do to win?
Oh,
sometimes
Lord.
That ain't it. No, that, let's talk about it. So we got some cheaters out here, Dice. We got some cheaters. We got some cheaters. We got some people that's not doing proper stuff right.
Cheaters never win.
And we talk about church hurt all the time, especially in our space. We we can't afford to continue to do things just at the I just want to win and not think how this is affect maybe somebody I'm in business with. Maybe somebody I'm networking with, maybe some of my peers. How does this represent? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the one who really should be making sure you be pleased with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you taking these deals? Are you making shady deals with people and using people just to win? Knowing you ain't the talent, knowing you ain't, bringing all of what you supposed to bring to it. Are you using your power? Just to win and really not doing, like I say, fair business with a lot of people. We talk about the back in the day system. I don't know what it is now, but we know back in the mainstream, I know at least in the early 90s going into the early 2000s, those 80-20 deals, what were they called? They were called the 360 deals.
Oh, man.
Where we saw a lot of record exec really doing bad business with artists, and I'm talking about capitalizing off of artists and really doing artists wrong. Come on now, you know. I'm not saying we are doing that over here, but we shouldn't. I just use that as an example of we got to make sure
that's
we do.
Example.
Yeah, that was shady, man. You know, come on now. You know, could you imagine, Dyson? I don't know what deal you signed back in the day when you were mainstream, but if I know you were in a group too as well. So I can just imagine if it's you in a group and you got to split only this small little percentage, and the major is making all this money off of you. Now, absolutely, I understand it's an investment. They invest. They have the capital. So that's why you went to them in the first place. But I think at some point, we should be able to break even on that to where we renegotiate and have some conversations talking about, like, all right, can I start seeing a little bit more of some of the money because I'm doing all the work?
Well, I think we were talking about how to win, right? So, like, what is your formula to win? And I think we got to research, you know?
That's
You got to know the rules of the game. Let's put it in a team sport, format. Like, what are the rules of the game? Because you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't know how to play the game, you ain't gonna win.
Oh man, and it's a never ending game. Listen, I'm glad you said the game because the game is never ending.
It never ended.
Listen, and they rewriting laws and making up new rules every day too. So you better stay up on your ticky tocky.
That's so funny. Oh my goodness. But no, it's important, like I said, to count your wins, because let me be honest, in a marriage, in a relationship with your friend, brother or sister, in a relationship at church, like if you're a pastor or you're in the ministry, like sometimes you feel like deflated at times, depending on what's going on in that relationship. And it's super important to reflect on the wins, you know, especially like for those of you who are married and you're going through a tough time, you really have to sometimes take a step back and say, man, we've been through so much, you know, God has brought us through so much. Like we have won so many times, like this little thing we're up against right now, we're going to win at this too. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that's just a way to keep on winning is like, hey, when I hit a brick wall or I feel like this is stagnant or it's not going anywhere, or my church ain't growing or people are leaving, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is where you trust God. I think that's another way that you win, like that he has to be a part of your winning formula straight out the gate. Is like, okay, we are going to win. You know, even if I lose today, I'm going to learn. Like, that is a winning mentality there. You know, I'm going to keep on growing. I'm going to keep on pushing. And, God, you know, God has so much in store for us. You know, I just think some people don't win because they give up.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, every time Michael Jordan got kicked off a team before he was, he tells that story all the time. Like, I got kicked off my high school team. Nobody wanted me. No, but just inside he knew, like, this is me. This is me. I'm going to do this. You know, I heard you tell stories before. Oh, they said I wasn't going to be able to do this. Or I sounded like that. Or I shouldn't do that. Right. And like, yeah, so now you're on satellite and regular celestial radio all over the world. What are we talking about?
To God, we talking about to God be the glory. That's what we talking about. Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Will he? Won't he?
Listen, we talking about winning today. Keep it locked. We going to a break. We coming back to pick up on this conversation. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio, a life-changing experience through progressive music and empowering conversations.
And we back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about wins today, Dice. So yeah, we got to put some Bible on that thing, because I know, you know, they be all, you know, tell us about Jesus a little more. We gonna tell y'all what the Bible say about winning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, we should be winning, and there is a fight. There's a fight for your life and your soul. You feel it every single day that you get up, and that's another way that you know, like, okay, I am valued and I'm worth something, because something is trying to stop me all the time from being great. But 1 John 5:4 says, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that we have, you know. Our faith is of that. So Deuteronomy 20:4, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to what give you the victory. So God is here fighting on our behalf. You know, he's teaching us this winning attitude that we should have, how to overcome all of our, you know, our challenges and our trials. And man, we have so much word to encourage us. Like, John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So you just gotta have a winning attitude, man. And I think it starts with, as you always say, you know, prayer and meditation in your word, you know, trusting God, and just like, man, counting the positives in a day, because it's a lot of y'all negative people. I'll be real with you, stop calling me. Like, don't call me no more. I'm just in a non-negative season. Like, call me and tell me what God has done in your life. Like, call me and tell me how he brought you through, how he saved you from an accident today, how he changed your child's mentality, how he blessed you with that extra bonus check. Call me. Give me the wins. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's glorify God a little bit differently. You know what I'm saying? Like, be grateful of just even the small things. Like, I think sometimes we get distracted, focused, even like, walking through life, like you just expect this big thing like to happen all the time. Like, when's my big break? It's like every day I wake you up, you winning. Every day you can breathe correctly, you winning. You know, every day you can take a step, you know, when you get out of bed, you winning. You know, you gotta start counting wins differently.
Please count them differently. And even in your losses, for all my people out there, feel mm-hmm. like, you know, you might be in a season right now where mm-hmm. you're trying to gain understanding, continue to trust mm-hmm. God and go through the process and learn, understand that there's something, a lesson to be learned even in the loss.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes people downplay that too as well. I don't know. What do you need to get better at? We talk about self-improvement. We mm-hmm. talk about making adjustments all the time on the show because, yeah, you feel like you're losing. Okay, reevaluate why you lost, mm-hmm. what you need to learn from it so that you can win the next time out. Mm-hmm. And one thing we got to bring up before we get out of here.
Wow.
Let's be very clear. I'm glad you brought up prayer, Dice, because in prayer, you get understanding, you get revelation, and you start reading your word a little bit more because you remember we are, our first call should be to be evangelists, to be talking about God's word. So Proverbs 11 and 30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life.
Okay.
And he who wins souls is wise.
Very wise.
So you got to be a vessel.
Okay. Now.
To be used so that God can show up in those conversations when maybe you're having a tough, a hard conversation with a brother or a sister or a family member or a friend or a coworker who God wants to speak to you at that opportunity to get them back to him. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're supposed to be. People should see the fruit on us.
That's right.
So that we can win souls for Christ. Because like they know who that old person was and they see the new. So now, what made you new?
Yeah.
Jesus. I tell you all the time,
okay,
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Listen, I appreciate you. Dice pulled up on me and my wife in the city, came by the house, and shouts out to her. She definitely just was like, wow, this is a beautiful, amazing house. This house was a blessing from God. I was in direct alignment with God. I promise you, it was realtors that was sending us other places looking at houses. Everything in my them ain't it. I was just scrolling one day on one of them sites, Dice, and I seen on one of those sites houses for sale. And God said that was it. I went, I looked at that house, I walked around the house. I couldn't believe it. I was like, ain't nothing wrong with this house. We put some paint on it, some new carpet, maybe remodel this just a little bit. But other than that, this thing moving ready for the price, for all the land we got and everything we got at the price. I couldn't believe that this wasn't a fixer-upper. So I say that to say that, no, I tell people all the time, who you listen to? Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
He ain't let me down yet.
No, he ain't.
With me starting this radio show that I ain't know nothing about, never grew up wanting to be into this at all, not even doing anything, broadcasting, journalists, no, DJing on the Christian side. No, this was not my life. This is not, but Jesus. And I thank God I listened to him because we winning.
Right? Definitely winning souls. And we used to call it soul winning. You know, we go out to Buckhead or wherever it was, you know, out in front of clubs. We have our little tracks, you know, we praying for people and really just shining our light, you know. And I think that's how you win. You know, like you said, you know, the Bible's very clear. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And it's important that we share how we won, you know, how we have been won over, you know, how we've been bought with a price, how we've been paid for, how we've been redeemed, set free. And we got to count that as a win. We got to count that as a win. Here's the thing. I can't get away from this one. Your win ain't going to look like my win. I'll be honest. I ain't got the acres focused sitting over there on. I got a little piece of land out here in the front and a little piece in the back. But what he got is what he got. And I think you got to understand that. Some people will really look at your blessing and be like, well, God didn't do that for me. You know, so I'm not good.
Yeah, but that's problematic in itself. I don't want what God got for Dice.
I know.
I need what God got for Focus. I'm Focus. I'm not Dice.
Trust me. But what I'm saying is, like, people don't know how to separate that. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't know how to be okay seeing their brother or sister winning in a different area. They immediately sometimes get frustrated with God, not understanding that it's two things happening here. Either God is preparing you for the blessing or God is preparing the blessing for you. And it's whatever God has for you, whatever God has for me, God has for me. And that's what I'm saying. I brought up the fact, I was talking about your land and stuff like this because I was like, man, you know, I got to count it all joy because one day I'm going to be able to just sit outside in my little screened off porch or whatever I got going
on.
Don't
do that. Don't do that. Don't
do that, Jason. Do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? Right now, can't do nothing. I go outside. I see my neighbors behind me. You know what I mean? They trying to figure out if I brush my teeth or not. You know what I'm saying? Cat dogs. One day, when I grow up.
You ain't good. God is about to bless you and your husband. Don't even worry about that. Stop it.
I'm just messing. I just brought all that up. No joke. We have a beautiful home, for those of you who've been to our home. But I remember before we even got this home, one day I was looking at other homes and I wasn't envious, but I was like, man, God, you know, these people, because on the internet, everybody put their stuff on there now, right? And the Lord checked me really fast. He was like, you don't know if I want to give you something better.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Shut my whole mouth up. You know what I'm saying?
Just never wait. Even. Just wait.
And he did that.
See?
And he did that. You know, bless my soul, but God might want to give you something better. So I just want to put that out there. Maybe going to dip in somebody's spirit. Good.
No, and I want to dip it in somebody's spirit too as well, because like I said, in other areas, they're winning. They got a whole fleet of cars over there. They got a fleet of cars, vehicle, a fleet. So if there was any need for a limo service, they got every vehicle to escort you around the city of Chicago if you're ever there. So don't worry about that. You get a ride
for a small fee. For a small fee.
Listen, DJ Focus Dice Gabble, we appreciate y'all listening to us talk about this winning season. Listen, if nothing else, definitely be encouraged and celebrate people's wins. And I do think we need to talk about that a lot more on the celebration of wins and not being envious. I'm glad you brought that up, Dice. No, don't be envious of your brother and sister. Be glad for your brother and sister and be happy because, we are firm believers that spirits flow down. So if you connect to somebody who winning, why you think you ain't going to eventually start winning in some area of your life? And you right, Dice. It might be in other places. So you might see this person winning financially, but you might be winning in your health. You never know if that person might got all the bag, but struggling with some of their physical stuff or some health issues or toxic relationship. I mean, it's so many different ways you can look at it. So don't just look at one thing and be they are top. No, we all win in our own areas. And God is going to bless us. So just continue to fight the fight. Let's go to break. We coming back with closing thoughts. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix. Your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And it's been a real one again today. We appreciate y'all waking up with us, rocking with us. We come to the end of another hot show. We definitely want to shout out our brother, the Velvet Voice himself, David Michael Wyatt. Coming on and blessing us today. If you have not picked up his latest EP, The Reprise, I'm telling you, it's five bangers. And shouts out to Toby Nwigwe for allowing for him to take, you know, songs that, you know, were originally for Toby and allowing for David to shine like he shines on a lot of the songs anyway, be able to, you know, put his little touch on it. So, yes, the EP are, it's five songs that he, like I say, performed with Toby Nwigwe, but David put a special touch on the ones on his EP. So you definitely want to pick that up. If you like, you know, that gospel R&B vibe, he gonna take you there. Yeah, David remind me of the, you know, the old school Baptist singers. You know, just sing. You know, just sing. Like, I don't need no beat or nothing. I'm going to just sing that prosper. If I can hit that note, he hit prosper. I can't hit it, Dice. I can't sing a lick, but I be trying. Oh, how good was that winning conversation today, Dice? It's important how you win, right?
Super important how you win. You know, the attitude is everything. You guys got to keep on counting your wins, you know, the small wins, the big wins, you know, the wins that took forever to get. Celebrate, you know. You don't ever want to just, you know, forget how far God has brought you. And, you know, you need a reminder that you can just keep on pushing. You know what I'm saying? If he did it before, he'd do it again. Somebody made a song about that. If he did
same
it before.
God right now.
I know, right?
Same God right there.
I know.
Man, shout out to Ty Tribbett, man. Ty is different. Ty is different, man. Let's be very clear. Every since victory, I don't even know if the gospel world really realizes what they have. He infuses that trap with the gospel, and it's always a certified banger. So yeah, absolutely. He'll do it again.
Right? Oh
yes. Yeah. So yeah, definitely. Let's continue to win the right way. Let's make sure we're doing things the right way. And let's do a kingdom business. Listen, we got to report it. I know everybody has seen it. It's been going on for about a day now. Lecrae went to his social media post and, you know, he just wanted to have some healthy conversation on how he thinks his opinions on his whole righteousness and ratchetness. Forgive me, righteousness and ratchet. Can you be ratchet and righteous? We know he has clothing within his merch. He sells the righteous, ratchet and righteous t-shirts. And, you know, he broke down his opinion on, you know, how our culture, you know, still has a little bit of both. Some of it good, some of it bad. He was very clear. He said, yes, some of it we need to change. Some of it we don't need to do. But some of it is what it is. Now, I don't agree with the whole hair situation with Dice. I told you, I'm not a big fan. And I got locks. So, yeah, I ain't taking my hair down in public. That's Craig, I love you. No, no, do what you got to do, Craig. I'm going to the shop. The Lord knows when it's time for me to go to the shop, I'm going to the shop. I'm getting my stuff busted. That's just my preference. So I don't take mine down to my my barber and beautician do what they got to do to my head.
Okay.
But, you know, if Lecrae feels the way he feels, that's his opinion. I don't agree with that, but that's his opinion. Now, we see D1 got in the comments, and, you know, I think it was some healthy, you know, back and forth, but... You know, I see why he got in the comments, because once again, Lecrae is pushing ratchet and righteous. We know D1 has the threes up. Be real, be righteous, be relevant. So I think that's probably where it was like, wait a minute, let's talk about this, huh?
Well, I mean, why don't I just put the brands together? Because I'm tired, okay? Just put them all together, okay? Throw the whole... original ideas out the way, you know, just put something new together and just, you know, come up with something different. I don't know. It's just, it's interesting to me because I just think we could support each other differently. And you made this comment off air. You said, if we got a difference of opinions, we just got a difference of opinions. You know, we said it before on the show, like, it just depends on where you are in life to what you deem as ratchet. You know, it really does. So, and it depends on where you are in your faith walk to what you deem as righteous. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has their own opinion about that. God has the only opinion. I said this before. It's either righteousness or nothing. Like, we don't get to choose to add our idea of what righteousness is. So, all these shirts and ideas and comments, it's just a bunch of talk. I'll be real with you. It's fun. It's entertainment. You know, it's nice to read the comments, but if we want to just get down to the get down, hey, what did Jesus say? What did God say about righteousness? I don't think he added anything else to it.
Yeah.
That was it. You know, and we're to seek the Lord and his righteousness. That's why we have Thirsting for the Lord Thursdays, is we should be thirsty for the Lord and his righteousness, not just everything else. Like, we want that righteousness, but we're, you know, every day we're work in progress. So we are always going to have something attached to us that does not please God. You know, that's what it gets down to. And only one can save. And that's Jesus. So that's okay. Well, I'll make me a shirt today to say, just
you
righteous.
Got one, don't you?
And It don't say righteous. Nah, I'm making me one though. It's over. I was like, that's okay. I'm about to get in on this. Y'all ain't, nice, I'm about to get in my right. It's over. Yeah. You shouldn't have started this. Now it's just hype. Now my tag is going to be everywhere. Like, yeah. And I got to come up with something different. You know, now I got to figure out righteous.
Wait a minute. You got the hood one, though. What yours say, hood something? Yours say hood something, don't it? Don't you got one to say hood something?
Too hood, too ghetto. Jesus loves me anyway. Yeah. I got that one. You know, I want a righteous.
Oh, you just want to invite yourself to the party.
Yeah, I'm going to invite myself in. And then I want to be in the comments next week because I want to dish both of these shirts. I'll be like, it's going to be called something like the three of y'all is ratchet, but I am. And then that's going to be the shirts.
Wow. I was grateful to see that they didn't, it was no like hard exchange of words. I think, you know, sometimes this could be a good thing, because we know how, you know, we see in a lot of other people's comments and, you know, a lot of other things when you talk about the blogs put out, it's disrespectful. It's no healthy dialogue. It's nothing that comes good out of it. So I think that was a good perspective of it. But I do think, I think both of them have a point. I just think they both have different individual brands and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Lecrae is pushing this. D1 is pushing this. I think they can still coexist. I don't know if. Okay.
They will. They will coexist. Like I said, there's only one that's righteous. Only one.
You ain't letting off of that one.
Yeah.
Dice said, go back to the Bible. She ain't letting off of that. None but righteous.
Shall see God. Understand that? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, y'all can argue about this all day long. So they both right, to your point. You know, and trust me, the preacher in me loves everything D1 says, because there has been a softening of what it should be in the spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have accepted so many things, and then we just still brush it off like, oh, that's just them being righteous. But to Lecrae's point, there are some ratchet things that we do and ways that we are, like talking and cussing kids out, doing all this, that affects us spiritually, not just from mentally, you know, where we got to go to counseling, but this is affecting your soul. You know what I'm saying? Everything, you know, everything ain't okay. And I think he was clear on his video as well. And so I love the dialogue. I'll be real with you. But like I said, you know what I'm saying? When you wrapping that thing up, we already know how we wrapping this up, you know? So, you know, we got to be careful of the things we let in, you know what I mean? And I think they both stated that fact because they're serving different audiences right now. You know, you did bring up the fact they were on tour together. That's good. So they know each other. You know, they know exactly how each other thinks and all that. But, yeah, I'm still going to make
my shirt. My first Christian hip hop concert I went to was D1 and Lecrae. It was D1, Lecrae, Andy Mineo, and I believe K Drama. That was the first Christian hip hop, like, official concert I went to. And, I want to say 07. Maybe 07, 08. So, yeah, it's been some years. But, yeah, that was my first, like, official, like, no, this is a real deal. It's a real concert. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's more than 1,000 people here. So, like, yeah, it was real to me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I pray they continue to have conversation about it. And, let's continue to grow. But, yeah, if you have not seen the post already, you can go to Lecrae's IG. It's on his reels. It says, don't judge me. Can we be ratchet and righteous? And you can see not only D1's comments, but at this point, everybody has been having comments and thoughts and opinions on it. So we'll keep y'all up to date as we keep looking through these threads. But I know D1 pretty much opened the conversation to where him and Lecrae, you know, went back and forth and just gave their opinions on how they saw it. So, yeah,
right.
It's good. Yeah, for the body. Really I think this is good for the body because it's so much,
good for the body.
Like you said, teaching. It's so much teaching in this. So I like the fact that you brought that up.
Yeah. Iron sharp as iron. You know what I'm saying? And the word is the word. And it's another reason. I'm glad you brought that up, that it is good. Another reason why it is good. And shout out to Sandy Savage because she said this comment a long time ago. She was talking about how, shout out to Quest, Lexington, Kentucky, which is now Lex City Church. But this is the church that she was brought into. And she's come out of the sex trade and all this. So it's like she was saying how she was able to get onto the worship team. She was worshiping. And the clothes she was wearing was the only clothes she had. She said, you know, I'm just loving the Lord. I'm excited. I'm showing up. I'm serving, right? And then she said, nobody ever really came up to me and corrected me on like the length of my skirt or how I had my blouse unbuttoned. She said, but one day, she said, I was just praying. And God said, you know, you need to go and tighten that up a little bit, you know? And she was like, man, if people just let the Holy Spirit work, you know, you keep people involved, you love on them, you keep, you know, allowing them to be in the space and experiencing God and let God do the work. And I think we don't do that sometimes, you know what I'm saying? So I think Lecrae's protectiveness is what that is, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I know he's a man of God. So what he's trying to say is, like, let's not cut everybody off and turn everybody away because we're judging what is deemed ratchet or not. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we are all flawed. I think it's, you know, you put it on our little thing all the time. Like, hey, Christians is flawed. We flawed over here.
We flawed over here. Don't look at me. I ain't gonna make the mark every day. And I ain't gonna try to do it. Because people don't want to be real. That's why it's always called a real talk conversation between me and you guys. Because we all we real. We ain't got time to play games. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get in front of him, and he let me go past him. Not he, you know, send me down. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I got time for that. What do you need me to do, Lord? I've been waiting to be on the battlefield for you. What do you need me to do? Yeah, I'm going wherever you tell me to go, and I'm gonna go and do that assignment. Ain't nobody gonna outshine me. I'm gonna be that one. Everybody, yep. Y'all see focus up? Yes. Focus is dead. I couldn't wait to fight for God up here. Couldn't wait.
That's so good.
All right, let's get out of here, Dice. Listen, tap in with us tomorrow. You already know what it is. Thirsting for the Lord Thursday. We're gonna have another exclusive spiritual detox as well as a real talk conversation. Go out and be great today, kings and queens. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.